Hello and welcome back to the Adulting Anonymous podcast. I am your host, Kudzai, and I'm so glad you could join us. So, according to the Change Perception Index, 1 in 3 people would avoid change if they could. And over the past few months, I've learned that I definitely fall part of the 1 in 3. And I took it to our Instagram to talk to our listeners, and everyone basically shares the same sentiments, except for the 35% that said that they welcome change. Happy for you guys, teach us your ways. But I'm speaking today to the, what's 100 minus 35? 65. So today I'm talking to the 65% that do not welcome change, that would avoid change if they could. It's a safe space. Before we continue, I have a very special guest today. Like I always say, like, my friends literally have the hardest job in the world. All they have to do is be my friend, and voila, drag them to my podcast. So I am joined by one of my favorites, Andile. Welcome to Adulting Anonymous.
Thank you very much for having me. Oh my God.
Yeah. So introduce yourself. Who are you and why are you here?
My name is Richie Andile. Love to call myself Bishop Andile because I'm very religious, actually, sometimes. I'm qualified to have this conversation with you today because I am an adult.
You're an
adult.
Guess
what?
This is Adulting Anonymous, baby.
This is Adulting Anonymous, and yeah.
Well, welcome. Welcome. It's good to have you. So I basically wanted to talk about change. I didn't know that it would be something I would struggle with at this stage of my life. Because, you know, sometimes you think you've been through a lot of change already, so you kind of feel like you can roll with the punches. But I find that at every instance, or at every time change shows up, well, unplanned change, let me say unplanned change, I tend to go into like a little corner, and then I get crippled by whatever the results of that change maybe. So I wanted us to talk about it and just, you know, help the others and help me and stuff. What's your relationship with change? Are you comfortable with it?
Well, I'm not comfortable with change, but I love change. You know, it's one of those things that are in between. You know, when it happens, I'm like, oh my God, why is this happening? And then when I reflect back to it, I always tell you, I don't reflect. But yeah,
you do.
When I do reflect unconsciously, I love it.
Yeah.
Because it brings out a beast.
A beast.
In me.
Okay. All right, cool. So I don't know if I noticed, so I don't know if I mentioned this, but then there's basically obviously two types of change. There's the planned change and the unplanned change. Planned change, I feel like, in as much as you may not know or be okay with the results, you planned it, you know, so you're like planning to move to a new country, you're planning on going to this meeting, you're planning to go to this event. And then there's unplanned change where, you know, it's the stuff that you don't see coming. So a relationship coming to an end. But I always feel like you guys see those things coming.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, come on. No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
Okay, anyway. Unplanned change, or the death of a loved one, or, you know, what else? A job ending, like, you know, abruptly. You know, you get that phone call from HR and things are not the same. So we want to talk about unplanned change. What unplanned change have you recently gone through?
Well, okay, so I do a lot of marimba teaching now, and this was not something that I wanted to do as an occupation.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an orthopedist, and then school did not happen.
Yeah.
When I was young, sciences did not happen, rather. And I got into diplomacy, policy making, and that was my gig. And then coming back to Zimbabwe, I tried to get a job in foreign affairs and in things that have to do with policy and things like that. And it was crazy that I couldn't get a job. You know, it was so crazy.
Mm.
And I got sad, cried, depression, everything, you know.
Because job hunting is really not for the faint-hearted.
I have been rejected 100 times before. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and then one day I got a gig and it was like a 3-month gig.
Mm.
You know, paying well. And I was like, oh, this can be a thing.
Yeah.
Where I can just write a policy for a company and I don't have to be employed by them. However, when I was sad and depressed, I remembered that I can play instruments.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So I was playing a lot of instruments. And then, yeah, I was like, can't I just get a gig that can give me money? Because I'm trying to make money. And that's how I ended up teaching in schools.
And that's basically how you make money now.
This is how I make money.
It's giving, using change for opportunity. And I would actually like to go to our Instagram comments, which speaks to what you said, right? One of our listeners says, change is not safe for many. It's unsettling. The idea of disruption removes us from routine and we're married to routine because we can predict the corners, right? I suppose it depends on what change it is. So daunting, but necessary to build capacity or competency, so to speak. And I guess that could actually speak to your situation.
Does.
Where you are, you know, trying to find a job, 100 rejections, and then you realize, you know, the power, or what you basically realize a new capability that you possess, and then you run with it and it creates a new reality, right? So we want to discuss today, you know, before we go on, you mentioned that you couldn't find a job and you got sad and depressed. How long did that happen? Like, how long were you in that zone for?
Well, that took a lot. That's a year right there. Because I'm skinny, I know, but I got skinny, my guy.
Really?
You know, I got skinny and you know I get sick a lot.
Yeah.
So depression and sickness, not a good thing. So it went on for a long time. And, you know, these things are the things that will affect your relationships. It affects everything around you. So it was tough. It was really tough.
Yeah, so I mean, we can't talk about change without really talking about the impact it has. I mean, we can talk about the positives. Like, it makes sense in retrospect, right? So when you look back, you go, oh, had this not actually changed, I wouldn't have been where I am today. But then in the moment, you know, I don't want to invalidate it, because I think having gone through it as well, you feel like your life is about to end. You basically feel like your life is about to end. Your life really is about to end, though.
It's crushing. It's one of those moments where your life actually ends. And the only thing you have at that moment is you, your thoughts, and crazy.
Exactly. So bringing me to that, right, you talk about your thoughts. Did you know that scientifically, guys, this is a real... I'm not a science babe, but this is a scientific fact. When you experience change, or when you receive any news, let's talk about bad news, because that's how you experience emotional pain. Did you know that emotional pain only lasts for like 10 to 20 minutes? Anything after that is self-inflicted.
Really?
Yeah. I recently learned that, and I'm just trying to think. So when you get like heartbroken, and the actual... according to your anatomy or whatever, it only lasts like 20 minutes. And then they say that sadness is the longest standing emotion, that it lasts like 30, 75 hours. I don't know, Google it. But then it's not long, which goes to say that whatever you think about and how you handle it and how you receive change definitely has an impact on whether you get into fight, flight, freeze mode, or whether you just accept it, roll with the punches and turn something positive out of it, right? And it got me thinking, how do you then, like, you know, get used to change? How do you welcome it? Like, what do you have to do to get to a point where you're dealing with change nicely, and, you know, it's not always, it doesn't take you a year, you know, like you mentioning a year of you know, being in a bad, in a bad space. I can also talk, like, the past 6 months for me have been a blur. I think I'm only waking up now and I'm like, what has been going on? But that's also because I don't know how to deal with change properly, if there's a proper way of dealing with change.
I don't think there's a proper way of dealing with change, because human beings are quite a peculiar type of species. But I guess because of the change you probably had before, which would be in the same line. So let's say I get rejected today. Mm. Yeah, it took me a year. I'm sure the next time I'm rejected into any position or anything, it won't take me a year, because
so it's like a learning curve.
It's a learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, so just like when people get birthdays now, it's more like we are saying you're getting wiser.
Mm.
There are things that now are like normal to them when they're actually not normal to the vast majority. So I think wisdom will take you to a place whereby you get to accept some of these things quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the from the facts, you as a person will now get to a place where you can deal with it,
yeah,
and not ride with your crazy thoughts.
Okay, perfect. So, like, we're gonna go through the four steps. We're not just here to talk about how depressed we are. We are here to help you, because this is Adulting Anonymous.
Yeah, we are depressed.
I'm not.
I am. I'm joking.
So we're going to go through the four steps to help you deal with change. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you can navigate change better. So the first step, you're up.
First step is denial.
Mm-hmm. And what does that entail?
Denial is a thing, you know, with human beings, because we are wired in a way that everything has to go right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bound to be in denial when things go left. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's okay to be in denial, because at least it shows that you had a plan and you knew where you were supposed to be, and this is abrupt and you can't take it.
I love that. It shows that you had a plan.
It shows that you had a plan. It showed that you had a life. Because the only thing you can deny is something that you already had in mind and didn't go as to plan. You know, and you know, with sudden changes, you know, let's say even relationships, you are dumped, it shows that you cared and
yeah,
you wanted
absolutely.
To be in this relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to bring in another comment from our Instagram community. And it says, I was okay with change in the past. I was very much excited to roll with the punches and getting there. Then my anxiety peaked and change scares me. I don't like it because it puts me in a space of not knowing. There's nothing that triggers anxiety episodes like the unknown. Sometimes our fear for change is a reflection of our mental health and our mental wellness state. That's hectic.
Hectic.
And it's true. I can relate to this, actually. I think that, whilst we're on the topic of denial, like, why must I accept something that's going to cause harm to my mental well-being? Do you know what I mean?
Get you.
Yeah.
But your mental well-being needs change for it to be strong. I take it like a sport.
I get you.
Where you kind of have to go out there
and stretch, work the muscle. Yeah.
So that when you're now running the race, you know.
Yeah. It's just not ideal, though.
It's not ideal.
Like, I literally remember being so anxious. And this is like, because change comes in small and, you know, big chunks. You know, you don't always get like a huge life change. It's just, it's the difference between your manager coming to ask you for work that should have been, you know, due on Friday, and then it comes today, and you, because you're a perfectionist or you just want everything to be perfect, you get into anxiety mode, you know. It disrupts, guys. There's nothing worse than operating on anxiety.
Quick question. Do you think it's good to create sudden changes for your children when you get to have some?
What do you mean?
You know how when you have a baby, you can have the kid to have everything they need, chocolate, candy, and stuff. You know, the backpack. Mom, I want a sandwich in my backpack every day, you know. And then one day when they're in grade 3, you just wake up and you're like, you can't get whatever you want. I just have to give you $5 a month and you have to figure it out.
I don't know. Why am I doing that? It depends, right? Why am I changing that? Am I changing it because I can't afford or I don't have the capacity to provide what I used to provide? Or am I doing it because I want to torture my kids? Why would anyone do that?
Exactly. That's the conversation I'm trying to have. You are doing this to prepare them to the time you're actually not going to be able to provide it, so that they don't have to go through the shock.
I don't think anyone can ever shield you from change. I don't think that's something that's in. It's always, you know, the whole change is constant, change is inevitable. It's a real thing. You can never be too prepared for change, and I think that's what I'm learning, because I've always, like, you know, I beat myself up to say, you've gone through this. Why would you feel like this? You know, why would you allow this sudden change to have this impact on you? And I think it just goes to show that your nerves and your body, it can never get used to
and
change.
This is why denial is inevitable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess. So on to the second one, which is acceptance. Once you're done with the denial stage, you get to the point where you are, you know, accepting the change. But then hear this, right? Acceptance looks different on everyone. There is, you know, I accept it and I go to my support system and then I say, guys, I'm going through this change, help me. And then there is, I'm going to substance abuse acceptance. Okay, so this has happened. Where's my alcohol? And then there's acceptance in the form of, I just want to act like it did not happen. So I ignore it and then I ghost my change, you know. So that's, acceptance is in different ways. And I guess it's always important to, like, find healthy coping mechanisms. Accept it, you know, positively. Because sometimes not accepting change positively can lead you to more change, which is... Now, this is now you planning change subconsciously, because if you go to substance abuse, now you're dealing with a job change, and then now you're dealing with addiction as well, you know. So sure. It's very important to choose your acceptance mechanisms.
I think you should choose wisely there, because you might end up having a cycle.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's hear the cycle.
Where you are in denial.
Mm-hmm.
You accept with, let's say, substance.
Mm-hmm.
You get addicted.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in denial that you are addicted to to the substance.
I like that. And yeah. even if your acceptance thing is, you know, like, if your acceptance mechanism is not on point, there is also, like, I like the fact that you brought that up. There's a risk that because change is around us and it's constant and consistent. If today you get a call that your job has ended, for example, and then as you're still in the denial stage, you know, you cry, whatever, and then you get to acceptance, and then after you accept that, then you get another call and they tell you, let's say, for example, the money you've invested in a bank or something, and then they tell you, sorry to inform you, but then we can't pay you, or you've lost your wealth or whatever. Now you have to go back to denial for that specific change. So, like, you're in these two cycles and you're constantly going between denial and acceptance. So for your job, you're in acceptance mode. For your money, you're in denial.
So now that would then create the bigger change.
And I think that's the reason why we actually don't reap the benefits of change.
True.
I think it's because we're always consistently juggling between denial and acceptance, and we never really get to the full cycle to actually see the benefits of change. And as adults, I think we need to get to a point where we actually are like,
Yeah, this is why I'm like, acceptance is a very vital point. It's a very vital point of this, because it's the one which takes you to the next stage or brings you back.
Yeah. So you're at a point of, you know, you're like at crossroads.
It's yes.
It's left or it's right.
It's right.
And left being back to denial, acceptance being to the next one, which is, what's the third one? Managing a new you. So that's the third step. In managing a new you, you're basically at a point where you've accepted the change. But then now, because you are managing a new version of your life, incorporating this change, the most important thing for me here is that you don't ever compare your life and how your current situation is to what it was yesterday.
Yeah, I get you. And managing a new you, funny thing, you know, it's so refreshing if you end up getting there to the point where you're now managing a new you.
This is when you're like coping without your ex.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Yeah, we are trying.
Or in your case, this is when you're actually embracing the fact that I may not get a permanent job, but I am now working as a, you know, temporary policymaker whilst also teaching people how to play musical instruments, you know?
Yeah, you are now in the place whereby, you know, those plans we were talking about that cause denials? You are now in a place whereby, oh, yes, I can make the plans work.
Yeah.
You know, everything can work and everything works together. So this is now a vital phase of life, because everything looks clear and it looks like it's coming into place, and life is just booming.
Yeah. On to that, another comment from our Instagram community. It says, I won't say I'm afraid of change because I always say I'm constantly evolving, but painful, most definitely. Every other day presented what has felt like a trigger. It's been uncomfortable, but discomfort pushes us towards change, which is beautiful. And I guess this comment, I guess for me, speaks to, like, you know, managing a new you, where despite the discomfort that comes with change, you understand that you need it to evolve and you need it to birth a more, you know, a beautiful version of yourself that would not be there should you not be presented with change.
And growth in your wisdom is vital in managing your new situation, because now you have information
that you didn't have before.
Before. So it is at this place now, you are now managing a completely new situation.
Gotcha.
You know, we are not saying you are not going to face more changes. You are. And probably you are, at that moment, you are at managing your new you and you are in denial of another change. But at least that won't create a loop we talked about earlier. This one is going forward. And you get to deal with them separately.
Absolutely. And I think I like that you mentioned the word growth, because that's the fourth stage, which is basically where you're growing in change. You know, where, in your situation, now you're making money off of, you know, doing the different gigs that you do. If it was a relationship that ended, you're now in a different relationship, but then you know what you know then, etc. you know, it's just you're growing, man, and you understand that life is a series of changes, and we can't necessarily be going between acceptance and denial, because that stops us from growing.
It does, and I think as an adult, you have to actually understand that growing never ends. We tend to think that growth ends when you're done with university, or when you now have a job or anything. But you get to realize that growth is actually an intentional process that happens every day until you lay your head to bed and go and live with the Lord.
Yeah, so to close it off, there's the last comment, which basically says, change is necessary and crucial for one's growth. Nothing grows to greater heights in the comfort zone. So, yeah.
And we love being comfortable. Do you love being comfortable?
I love comfort. I love comfort. Soft life comfort, guys. I can't imagine anything changing without my seeking the change. Why would you do that?
No, but then everyone wants to be in the comfort zone.
Yeah, but nothing grows there. We know that. Sometimes there. I don't want to grow. Sometimes I just want to be left alone and have things work out the way they should, period.
And I think that trait of human beings of consistently being needing to be in a comfort zone or being comfortable is the one that actually causes the denial.
You lost me, but I want to say though, right, it's very important to reflect on your relationship with change, because I think that's have you noticed how lately, when there's a change on an app, let's say if you wake up and Instagram has changed the send button from the top right to the bottom right, have you seen the uproar that people go through? Or if Twitter changes its name to X.
Oh.
I mean, everyone hates that. Or if Twitter decides today you're only going to have access to 6,000 tweets. I mean, guys, change is literally everywhere around us. And I think one thing that great disruptors like Elon Musk have gotten right is embracing change. So I want to, like, I'm about to, like, highlight the importance of embracing change in one's life, right? When you don't embrace change, when you're like me, I know I've been sulking the whole episode, basically talking about how I'm not comfortable with change. But how we view change as individuals shows up in the way we perceive change around us. Ooh, so
that's a good one.
So if you are traumatized by change, whenever someone changes anything, I mean, Elon Musk is going to change Twitter so that it's profitable for him.
We know
he paid too much for it. He's trying to get his coins back. But, and whoever, who owns Instagram? Mark. Mark's going to change Instagram because he knows what his selling point is, right?
And he lost a lot.
Exactly. So if you, every single time, and I've noticed the people that wake up and they start, oh, but now why has this changed? Why has that changed? That's also a reflection of the relationship you have with change in your personal life. So I think that for us to fully, you know, participate and, you know, thrive in a world where change is constant and ever, you know, present, we need to start being comfortable with changing the smaller things, which is in our own lives. So the job, the relationship, the bad news, the good news, you know, that change that's always incorporated. The moment you get comfortable with that, when someone changes their app that you're on, you're not going to, like, it's not going to shake you. You're just like, oh, probably makes sense. It's going to make more money. Does that. And then you roll with the punches. And I think, which brings me to my last thing. If you're not changing, if you're not welcoming change, you're not adapting. So that means you are now in either a version, you're operating in a version of pain, of sadness, of, you know, of whatever change that change was. So you're not adapting to the new you, you're not growing. And I mean, the cost is high.
Very high.
Yeah. So that's what I would, that's my closing statement. Guys, let's be okay with change. If you need coaching on how to change, come to me. I'll help you. I am a certified coach after all. I will help you.
Let me tell you something, listeners. She is a certified coach. she will help you.
I will help you change. And I know I've been sulking because I think I just want, like, it's okay to sulk. But the right now, I think the one thing that I'm mad about is that when I was presented with change 6 months ago, I literally, you know, went into a trance. So now I don't have anything to account for 6 months of the year. And I only have myself to blame.
Which is also okay, because now when you reflect, you kind of see that you learned something from it.
You do. But then I wouldn't want anyone else to spend 6 months and forget their life. So come to me, I'll help you, how to cope with change. But I hope this episode helps you in reflecting on your relationship with change and basically, you know, equipping yourself with the necessary tools you need to get to a point where you're not shocked and you're not juggling between denial and acceptance.
Actually, thank you for this conversation, because it has taught me a lot and it made me reflect. You know, I don't like reflecting.
Yeah, this guy doesn't like reflecting.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to start reflecting. You taught me something new.
All right.
Thank you very much. So thank you guys for tuning in to Adulting Anonymous. If you really like this, like, comment, share. And don't forget to like us on our Instagram. We are available. DM us. Interact with us so that we get to hear your thoughts. And from Bishop Andley, it is a wrap.